Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We've talked a lot about the devastating tornado that struck the St. Louis region last month. And we were wondering if forecasters are concerned that that incident, combined with all the watches and warnings that we've had this season, may be causing disaster fatigue. We reached out to our partners at AccuWeather, who actually were here in St. Louis assessing some of that damage and providing updates. AccuWeather Chief Meteorologist John Porter joins me now. Good morning, John.
Megan, good to be with you. Good morning.
Talk about the risk of disaster fatigue and, you know, what your experts hear out in communities about this.
Well, the disaster fatigue, it's a very real risk. When you look at the impacts that have happened around the world and around the country in recent years, recent decades, and of course have been accelerated in the last couple of years, we're seeing more frequent, significant impacts from weather and other natural disasters. That's obviously generating, rightfully so, more in the way of warnings and notifications to people, which people receive through a variety of mechanisms. That's very important. You want to get weather warnings from a lot of different places, but it has resulted in fatigue sometimes from repeated events. And that is a factor. We want to urge people that it is so critical to have multiple ways of getting weather warnings. You want to make sure you download the free AccuWeather app, turn on push notifications. We at AccuWeather deliver those weather warnings, those government weather warnings, faster on average than any other source. And time after time after time, we've heard from people that getting that notification can save your life. So it's very important to stay focused and understand that while there have been lots of warnings in recent years, there's been lots of significant weather, severe weather, and it's important to always be prepared whatever time it is during the day or night. And that kind of notification truly can save your life.
How do you combat the feeling that people sometimes have that, oh, these warnings come out and then they watch and the storm doesn't really track over their area? So why did they go in the basement?
Well, one of the things that we always remind people is that the government warnings, the warning areas sometimes can be a bit larger in order to cover all of the area that may be affected. And so even if at your home you do not see, thankfully, any impact, just down the road or up the street or a mile or two away, there could have been significant damage and significant risk. So it's a reminder once again that in a situation, especially like a tornado or a flash flood, where every minute counts in terms of taking action that can save your life, you want to make sure that when you receive that warning, that's when you take the action. It's not the time to go outside and look at what's happening with the sky. That's the time that when you receive that tornado warning, for example, that's the time to move to safe shelter in an interior room of your home, a basement if you have one, or and if not, an interior room such as a bathroom on the lowest level of your home or business. And in the case of a flash flood warning, which is also a very serious situation, we've had many of those in the St. Louis area. And of course, the big flash flood that happened back in July 26, 2022, it's very important when you receive a flash flood warning to move to higher ground. And most importantly, don't be driving around when a flash flood warning is issued. Or if you're driving along and see water covering a road, always important to turn around and find an alternate route, because you never know how deep that water could be.
Let's talk about what's happening with tornadoes overall in our region. We talked about this at the beginning of the spring, that we were really forecast to have some pretty severe weather rip through this area. What have you seen, and do you think that we're going to be above average this year in the St. Louis region?
Yes, I think one of the things AccuWeather long-range experts had identified, a risk for the some of the severe thunderstorms and tornado threat to be a bit higher than it has been in the last couple of years across St. Louis, the St. Louis area, and also further west back to Interstate 35 across the plains, an area that in the last several years, not that there haven't been tornadoes, but the density of tornadoes, the highest frequency of tornadoes occurring, had been further south and east in the last several years. And we saw certainly last year and also this year, some signs that risk area could be a little bit further west, including the St. Louis area. And so that was one of the concerns that we had as we headed into the spring forecast that our expert long-range meteorologists had highlighted. And across the country as a whole, it has been a very active year for tornadoes. It's been one of the most active in the last couple of decades. In fact, as we stand here today, we have 1,045 preliminary tornado reports so far this year, compared to 787, which would be the year-to-date long-term historic average. So that's a 33% increase in tornado reports over the long-term average through this time of the year. And this is, again, along the same lines that we have expected, that this would be a pretty busy tornado year. And we do expect additional threats in the St. Louis area over the coming months. So we want people to be prepared and know where you're how to quickly move to safe shelter, and know how to get there quickly. Make sure everybody in your home, young kids or older members of your family, or anybody with special needs that may require you to have a little bit of extra time, and just know how to do that and move to safe shelter very quickly, and practice that with your kids. A little bit of practice goes a long way toward keeping everybody safer and reducing the risk of injuries.
John, one last question for you. You mentioned the number of tornadoes and severe weather. What about the severity of these storms? Are you seeing an increase there?
We are. We've seen a long-term trend for greater impacts, and certainly higher intensity with several of the storms that we've seen in recent decades. That's driven by climate change and other factors. The other thing that we've seen that is a clear trend is that severe weather events are occurring in places and at times of the year where people who are unprepared are being caught off guard. That's why it's always important to know the AccuWeather forecast, be aware of the risks in your community or anywhere there that you may be traveling, the things that could affect your friends or family in different parts of the country. Those risks oftentimes now are not appearing as they typically might have in decades past based upon the calendar. An example of that is, of course, the December 2021 tornado outbreak that occurred across parts of the central United States, including the St. Louis metro, at a time of the year where some people may not have been expecting that. Of course, here at AccuWeather, we had been highlighting that for days ahead of time, ahead of other known sources, so that people could be best prepared. It's just a reminder, Megan, to be always aware of what severe weather risks are on the way in the community that you're in, so that you can be best prepared and stay safer. That's what we're here to help you to do here at AccuWeather.
That is AccuWeather Chief Meteorologist John Porter joining us this morning on KMOX. Thank you so much, John.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.